In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, the second Coptic month of the Coptic year. And the gospel of this blessed Sunday, as we just heard it, is about the four friends who brought their friend, who was a paralytic man, and they introduced him before the Lord. So the Lord looked upon him, forgave him his sins, and he healed his infirmity. And from this story, there are many lessons we can learn from, as we spoke before about how it's important that we work as a team, that all of us, we will work together in order to introduce each other before the Lord. But today, we are going to speak about how these four people symbolizes the family, who are, if they are really careful, they can introduce each member of the family before the Lord. This is the greatest thing that any family can do to its members, to introduce each other before the Lord. Our duties as parents is not only to provide food and provisions and shelter to our children. Excuse me when I say that we are not raising cattle or herd and provide their necessity in terms of food and drink and clothes and shelter. It's much, much beyond this. The first and most important duty for any family is to introduce its members before Christ. Then let us imagine the scene. The four men, they are holding this man on a bed and they are laying him before the Lord using like four ropes in order to have each rope from one corner from the to the bed and introduce it before the Lord. Then let us imagine what are those four ropes by which the family can introduce its members before Christ, knowing that he is the only one who can heal the sick. He is the only one who can get the people forgiven. So we know that there is no other way. We cannot work it on our own. We cannot just go our own life and assume that being smart enough, knowledgeable enough, then we will be able to raise children in the fear of God. This doesn't work unless we introduce them before the Lord. Let us go and imagine what are these four ropes. The first one is living the faith. It's a basic and simple thing. If we say that we believe in something, we have to live it. Otherwise, the members of the family will never imagine it. For example, if we say that God exists, the basic belief in any belief system, God exists. If he exists, then why we do not pray? As simple as this. The children will ask themselves, if God exists, then why my parents who insist that God is watching upon me when I do something wrong, they do not speak to God themselves. It's a basic belief, but because we are not living the faith, then the people come and think, who is God that those people are speaking about? If we believe that God will only forgive me when I forgive others, and we say this every single day, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And then the members of the family will see that maybe the father or the mother, they are holding grudge, maybe against each other, and they cannot forgive each other. Then what are you talking about? What kind of faith that you want me to adopt if you are not living it? It's a very basic and simple thing. If I want to introduce my family before the Lord, I have to live the faith that I am uttering with my mouth. Every time we stand in prayer in the church, we say that we believe in one God. And then let us ask ourselves, do we have one God really? Or maybe we have hidden gods inside us. Somebody has God as being is the money. Other person has God being the career. I can work 7 days a week, 24, when it comes to my career. When it comes to church, then all the bands and the joint things are coming and I cannot stand for 5 minutes praying. Then how can we say that I believe in one God while I cannot even afford few minutes to come and stand before him? Whom do we worship if we really say that we believe in one God? Again, at the end of the creed, we all say that we are looking for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. and we live our life as if like we will never die, or there will never be judgment. We go and sin every day without even feeling that we are bothered with this kind of life. Then can we say that we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come? It's basics that if we really want to introduce each other to God, we have to live the faith. Look here, we hear that when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." It is the same applied on the family. We can say it this way. If I have a person in my family who has infirmity, spiritual one, I tried my own way to bring this person to the right path, then maybe my faith, when I live it, maybe it will bring this person before the Lord, introduce him or her, and this will bring healing to him or her soul. As Joshua said to the people of Israel, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It doesn't matter what you are doing around me. He made a vow before the Israelites. If you choose to go your own way, you have your own agenda, you wanted to conduct your life in the manner you like, it's okay. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's basic thing, the first and most important robe out of these four robes by which we can introduce our families before the Lord. Live the faith that you utter. Don't just repeat words. It is in vanity when we say things and we do not live it. The second robe by which we can introduce our family before the Lord is the atmosphere of love. This is something that we speak about it so much and we hear about it so often. But how is the atmosphere in the house? Is everyone is really sharing words of love and respect to each other? Am I very careful in what I say, maybe to my husband or my wife or my children? Is the house a peaceful place, or the children are counting days when the time will come and they will flee their houses? Why? If he says that I'm waiting until college come, any college 100 miles from Houston will be the best one. Why do they feel this way? Simply because the house is not a place where they find peace. If there is no atmosphere of love and respect in the house, how can we introduce our families before the Lord? It is vanity, in vain. No way we can do that. So here, look, St. Paul speaking to the Romans, "Be kindly, affectionate to one another, with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." Can we say that in our houses? We like prefer one another when it comes to honor, or it is about me and what I want and what I really desire. Sometimes actually we live with this attitude, "I come first, the whole family will serve me." How can then you help them to know the Lord? Speak about the Lord being kind, being humble. If my children will never see in me this humility, how they will be able to imagine who the Lord is? Be kindly affectionate to one another, with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Look here also, in every day's prayer, for those who know the Agbaya and know how to use it in the mood, we hear the same reading every day. St. Paul to the Ephesians says, "With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love." If I cannot bear the people around me, how can they learn about God? How can they stand and pray? If I hold grudge, and the people will feel it, my children will feel like there is something wrong here in this house. Everybody is yelling at one another. How can they will know God or be able to stand and pray to Him, feeling peace and feeling they are one? If they cannot be one in the house, how can they be one with anyone else? So the second robe was to offer to the family atmosphere of love by which the members will be able to grow in their spiritual life and know God as He wants us to know Him. The third robe by which we can introduce our families before the Lord is by portraying the correct image of God. When it comes to God, how we portray it in our families. Sometimes people like portray an image of God, maybe this is unintentionally, that God is in heaven managing the affairs of heaven and what's going to come after death. But meanwhile, we are here on earth, we manage our own affairs. We have nothing to do with this thing about that God should be introduced in every single act in what we do. And the people don't think about God at all, except maybe when it comes to somebody's sick, or maybe somebody is coming to marry, then he has to come to church, or somebody's dying, then he has to come for a funeral. What is the image of God that we are portraying in our families? Here, look at this balanced way. Here, St. Paul speaks to his disciple Timothy and saying to him, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Here, he is portraying the image of God being the forgiving, compassionate, who accepts sinners. Do I give this sense of hope to my children when they sin, when they are mistaken? Or like I always make it to them clear, if you make a mistake, you are in big trouble, will never forgive you, God will throw you in hell. If this is the image of God, then how they will be able to love him? How they will be able at all to follow someone who is waiting for them to sin, and then he will destroy them? It's a way, and it's an important thing, that we portray God before our families as being always ready to accept sinners. On the other hand, not to going in an extreme, this is how the Orthodox actually thinking, a balanced way. We see also St. Peter speaks about God saying, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time if you stay here in fear. Yes, God is forgiving, merciful, compassionate, accept sinners, but meanwhile, always remember that he is judge, and if you call on this one, calling him Father, and you know that he is going to judge the people with no partiality, he is not going to say, yes, I know this man, he was a priest in my church. How was life actually reflected your calling? Then, if you believe in that, you have to conduct yourselves in fear, because you know that one day you will stand before a just judge. It's a balanced way of portraying God. How we portray God in our houses? Do we think about this at all? What is the image that we make our children know and believe about God? Is it a loose picture where God will allow you to do anything and he is merciful with no limits, even if you are living in sin? Or is it the other way, that God is harsh, waiting upon you to sin to destroy you? He is just portrayed as someone who is punishing sinners. Which one? Or we have the balanced way of how we portray God before our families. So we spoke about three ropes by which we can introduce our families like this man who was paralytic before the Lord. The first one is living the faith. Secondly, is providing the atmosphere of love. Thirdly, is portraying the correct image of God. Number four is helping each other to pass through the narrow gate. We know that it is only through the narrow gate and difficult road that we will be able to find life. But sometimes we find difficulty with this. So we try to make it easier for our families, assuming that we are helping them. The fasting time will come, and I pity my family or my children that they are anemic, they are weak, they are studying, they are busy, they are so and so and so. Then I make the gate for them a bit wider. You don't have to fast. You are still young. He is 20 years old, but he's still young. He's weak. He cannot make it. Then what I am doing here? I am making the narrow gate something is not for you, for not for your age. And then when he is old enough to carry on his cross, he was never able to understand what the cross means. He was never helped to go through this narrow gate. He will never be able to make it to life. And whose mistake is this? It is me as a father. I did not help them and portray before them the narrow gate, and it's an obligation. It is all of us, we will go through it. The Lord said, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Keep this in mind. There are few who will ever find the narrow gate. How we help our children to go through this? Two main things we have to keep in mind: training and discipline. By training, I say that we live with them what we are requesting them to do. In order for them to be trained to pray, I have to stand with them. And I help them to open the Agbaya or the prayer book, and then we do it every single day. It's easy to give instruction. The most difficult part is to live with them this instruction. It is easy to say something and do it once. Maybe we'll go today from the church feeling like Abuna, he convinced me, and I will pray my children. And then by tomorrow night, this is the end of the training. Training means consistency. That I know that they should be doing this, I will do it with them every single day. This is what training is all about, consistency and perseverance. And also, going through the narrow gate will never be except through discipline. In order for myself to be able to discipline my children, I have to be disciplined myself. Living loose, thinking of myself that I am old enough now to live my life the way I like, and then I'm assuming that my children will be disciplined, there is no way we can do this. If I am not able to wake up early on Sunday and come to the church early to worship God who is going to judge me and he is the source of all goodness in my life, and then I am telling my children to put God first, to think of him first before doing anything, how they are going to understand that? If I am myself as a father is not disciplined, how can I discipline my children? It's a narrow gate and a difficult path. There is no other way to life. Keep this in mind while you are trying to introduce your family before Christ. Again, let me repeat this. It is the first and most important duty for any family to introduce its members before Christ. If I raise my children to be healthy and very much educated and wealthy and they know God, then I didn't do anything. I just wasted my time. I will be judged. My brothers and sisters, we are not raising cattle. We are responsible to bring those people whom the Lord entrusts upon us to bring them before him. As these four friends did to their friend, introduced him before Christ, who was able to forgive him his sins and to heal his infirmity. Let us think of these four ropes by which those friends were able to bring this man before Christ. It is by these four ropes we can introduce the members of our family to Christ. It's by living the faith that we utter, by providing atmosphere of love in the house, by portraying the correct image of God, and also by helping each other to pass through the narrow gate. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.